I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It, episode 38. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking today about blood sugar and diabetes, the new research that's out. And I did promise you, the first half of the show, the secret thing, food, that you can add to your diet for about 4 cents a day that'll help stabilize your blood sugar and help normalize your immune system as well. Can't beat that deal, can you? Got to tease you a little bit more. Going to get to it in a second. So we're talking about type 2 diabetes and a statement that was made in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, and reported by Medical News Today. And it says that researchers saying that if you're over 50 and it's reducing your quality of life by 3 to 4% taking insulin, it may not be doing you any good. And it's an estimate that a person with type 2 diabetes who begins insulin therapy around age 45 lowers their hemoglobin A1C levels by 1% may experience an extra 10 months of healthy life. That sounds good. But for a patient who starts treatment for type 2 diabetes at age 75, they estimate the therapy will only gain them about 3 weeks of healthy life. Researcher says this promotes the question, is 10 to 15 years of pills or injections and possible side effects worth it? Interesting statement, isn't it? But nowhere in these studies have I seen what we're talking about. Now, I have seen studies that show that if you go to a plant-based diet, mostly fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, lots of fiber, I always recommend something raw at every meal. Broccoli, cucumbers, tomatoes, avocados, salad. Something raw at every meal, lots of fiber, and that's going to be from your plants. Pushing everything through the colon, bowel should move at least once a day. Minimum, preferably twice a day. If you're not having bowel movements at least twice a day, you need to really up your game when it comes to fruits, vegetables. Now, nuts and seeds, not so much. They're fibrous, but they can be a little constipating as well. We have something called Dr. Joe's Intestinal Cleanser. That's on my website, drjoe.com. And you can take that, and that'll help stimulate the bowels. It's not a laxative. It has herbs that help muscles contract in the bowel so the muscles can start pushing the food along. So it's not a laxative. It works to normalize muscle strength. And as we get older, our muscle strength gets weaker, just like our biceps and our triceps and our heart. So we have to make sure those muscles stay strong, and this is a way to kind of exercise your colon muscles, which is kind of cool. It's called Dr. Joe's Intestinal Cleanser. It's on my website, drjoe.com, also available on Amazon. So they're saying that if you take an insulin over 50, and certainly over 70, it may not increase the quality of your life and is at risk of side effects and hassles and injections and costs. But they didn't say what to do about it in this study. And that's where I got concerned. So you really kind of got to start looking at it and say, what can I do to take care of myself? Here's some rules I want you to follow. We're going to cover some more later on. More fiber. Bowel's got to be moving at least once a day, preferably twice a day. If they're not, you want to check the nerves in the low back. The nerves in the low back control everything from the waist down, back, hips, legs, knees, and ankles. They also control the colon, sex organs, and bladder. So you might see things like gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, urinary problems, sexual problems. Anything from the waist down is affected by the low back. I cannot tell you countless patients I've seen in the past 34 years plus that I've been seeing patients. I hurt my low back, doc, and suddenly I became incontinent. I pee myself. I can't have romantic relations, men and women. My bowels aren't working properly. My prostate swelled up. The nerves in the low back control those organs. Had a patient the other day come in, and she was peeing herself pretty much every time she walked. She was morbidly obese. She lost 100 pounds. She was still morbidly obese. She walked with a walker, and she said, I have horrible incontinence. Every time I walk, I'm peeing. I have to wear pads and diapers. So one of my doctors worked on her, and she sent me an email, should have sent to my other doctor, and she said, I went the whole night without peeing, and I was able to get out of bed and make it to the bathroom for the first time in years. She goes, unbelievable what you guys did. Then a couple of days, 2 days later, she says, well, I'm starting to have the incontinence again. So I said, well, you only came into us one time. We're not that good. It's going to take a little more than one time. I said, the guy who did it one time, he wore sandals. That was a couple thousand years ago. He did the one-shot deals. For us, it's going to be a little longer. And she's fine with it. And she's amazed at what's happening by opening up the nerve supply into the bladder for her. But many people are constipated after they hurt their backs. We adjust them, put the bones back in place, and now suddenly the bowels start working. So now everything starts cleaning itself out. So that's a good thing. What else can we do? All right, here's my tease for you. I know I'm 5 minutes into the second half here. It's called nutritional yeast. Where's my article on that? I got it here for you. Let me give you the exact quote. There we go. Got it. All right, in a study, a placebo group started out around 9 for A1C, which is how we measure long-term blood sugar. Placebo group, which means they give them nothing, okay, or something that looks like what they think it might be, stayed up around 9. They gave the group something called brewer's yeast or nutritional yeast. This is my 4 cents a day suggestion for you. I use nutritional yeast every day. I put it on salads. I put it in soups. It's a savory flavor. It doesn't go well in smoothies. I've tried mixing it with Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Personally, I don't like it. Some people do. I don't. Little trick I do, sometimes I come home at night, I'm tired, and I just don't feel like cooking a lot. I'll take some frozen broccoli florets or maybe some frozen peas, boil them up. I'll throw on some extra virgin olive oil, organic, of course. Lots of nutritional yeast, salt, pepper. I'll throw oregano and hot pepper in there because I'm Italian. Everything gets oregano and hot pepper. And mix it all together. It makes this spectacular casserole, maybe. I don't even know what it would call. I invented it, so I don't even have a word for it. Talk about cheap. You can get a bag of broccoli florets organic for $1.50, maybe $2. Let's say $2. We'll go crazy. 4 cents of nutritional yeast. I probably use about 8 cents because I use a lot. So I use about 8 cents of nutritional yeast. Maybe, I don't know, 10 cents worth of olive oil, salt, pepper, oregano, and garlic. Fills you up. Feels great, loaded with fiber. Broccoli has something in it called diindol methane. Diindol methane prevents your testosterone from converting into estrogen as quickly. So it's great to keep the hormone levels normal. Endol-3 carbinol can help prevent cancer. Man, what a great meal. But that's one way I use nutritional yeast. I have a salad every day. The breakfast, lunch, or dinner, I have a salad, one of those meals. And I'll put nutritional yeast on that as well. Loaded with B vitamins. Most of you are deficient in B vitamins, myself included. So I take Dr. Joe's B-Complex. That's on my website, drjoe.com. I take Dr. Joe's Adrenal Support, which helps my adrenal glands for energy, hormone levels, and inflammation. That's what the adrenal glands do. I take Super Greens and Essential Source, and then I take an omega-3 fatty acid. And very soon, we're going to have a Dr. Joe's Algae Oil Omega-3 Fatty Acid with Astaxanthin, which is an amazing antioxidant for anti-aging. And that's going to come out real soon. I think, no, it's not out yet. No, so it's still there. So that's my supplement protocol every day. But with food-wise, I add the nutritional yeast to it. They weren't cured. Now back to this. So the people that took the yeast went down from a 9 to an 8. So they weren't cured. But 3 months' time of doing this, they were able to achieve significantly better diabetic control just eating half a teaspoon of brewer's yeast a day. That cost about 4 cents. Now, I like it, so I add more. You don't have to just do a half a teaspoon. After 7 weeks, total of about a half teaspoon of brewer's yeast a day, started with an A1C of 8. Placebo did very little. 8 was down to a non-diabetic 6.6. 7 weeks. How cool is that? Half a teaspoon of brewer's yeast a day, or nutritional yeast. Brewer's yeast is made from when beer is processed. It's a waste product of beer brewing. Nutritional yeast is the same thing, but it's not as bitter. There's a way to grow it and make it's grown without beer is what it is. But it's not as bitter because brewer's yeast is awfully bitter, okay? Significant drop in high blood pressure, which incidentally is a key contributor to cardiovascular and kidney complications of diabetes. Wait a minute. It's going to help stabilize the A1C. Significant reduction in blood pressure, and it all helps the immune system. And it costs 4 cents a day. Why isn't everyone using nutritional yeast every single day? The answer is, I don't know. I love it. It tastes great. And aside from it, it tastes great. And it looks like powdered mashed potatoes. It's yellow. Now, I was doing a show a while ago, and I was on the air, and somebody called in, and they said, Dr. Joe, I'm at the grocery store right now. They were live with me. And they said, what kind of yeast is it? We have active yeast. We have baker's yeast. I said, no, it's nutritional yeast. You may have to go to a section of the store you've never been to. It's called the health food section. I know, it's a distant, faraway place with the tumbleweeds rolling through it and nobody there except long-haired hippie freaks like myself. I don't have long hair, though. and try it. And just use, start with half a teaspoon. I dump it on my foods, and I just love it. And it's a great source of, as we said, the B vitamins, but I also take Dr. Joe's B Complex as well. So that's my little trick. And, oh my gosh, we got so much more to cover. I just don't have the time. So we talked about diabetes, pre-diabetes. We talked about that. Good, good, good. Type 3, I got to cover that again, too, because I'm going through all of them again here. Growing research, powerful connection between your diet and risk of Alzheimer's and glaucoma. I had a patient call in the other day about that. Similar pathways that cause the type 2 diabetes. Alzheimer's disease was tentatively dubbed type 3 diabetes back in 2005 when researchers learned that the pancreas was not the only organ that produced insulin. The brain produces insulin, and the brain insulin is necessary for the survival of the brain cells. So blood sugar now is getting into the brain, man. It's getting everywhere. Drop in insulin production in your brain could contribute to degeneration of the brain cells. And studies have found that people with lower levels of insulin or insulin receptors in the brain oftentimes have Alzheimer's. You produce insulin. You have to have an insulin receptor to receive it. There's dopamine receptors in your brain. I'm going to go off on a tangent here. We find now that people that are prone to addiction, any type of addiction, drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, whatever it is, have lower dopamine receptor sites in their brain than people that don't, that are less likely to be prone to addiction. And so dopamine is produced. It's a neurotransmitter, and it's produced, and it gives you pleasure. Dopamine is the happy neurotransmitter that gives you pleasure. So what happens is you may be producing the right amount, but you're not utilizing it. Same thing with insulin. Even if you're producing the right amount, if you don't have the insulin receptor sites, now we've got a problem. So what do? If we have that condition, well, we can, with the dopamine, we can cause the body to produce more dopamine so that all the receptors are being filled up. And that's a good thing to do. How do we do that? Well, you have to give the body the raw materials to produce the dopamine. Tyrosine is the amino acid that produces dopamine. If your stomach isn't working, if you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, chances are your stomach is not breaking proteins into amino acids. I covered a little bit of this in the first part of the show. If you're just tuning in, go to my website, drjoe.com, and it's there. You can go to, if you look up For the Health of It, that's the name of my podcast, and you could listen to podcasts as well, and this will be on the podcast too. So, if the stomach isn't breaking proteins into amino acids, you can't produce tyrosine, and tyrosine becomes dopamine. So what we do in our office, we massage or adjust the stomach, and we pull it down away from the diaphragm. Now, when mine acts up, I feel bloated. I can't stop eating. And it's a whole show I've done on weight loss already. I've covered that many times on other shows on my website, drjoe.com, or on my podcast, For the Health of It. And we pull the stomach away from the diaphragm. Suddenly, I feel full. My stomach is producing leptin. Leptin goes to my hypothalamus in my brain. The hypothalamus says you're full, and I don't have to eat so much. I get a rapid heart rate. My blood pressure goes up because the nerve that controls the digestive system, called the vagus nerve, also has some control over the heart. So the heart may not be working properly. It's not getting the proper nerve supply, and it can beat harder than it's supposed to, raising blood pressure. We've had countless patients over the years. We fix their stomach. Your blood pressure goes down. And I'll tell people, if you have high blood pressure coming to see us and you're on medication, don't stop your medication. Monitor your blood pressure. If the blood pressure starts to drop, go to your primary doctor and say, hey, my blood pressure's down. Can I cut back on my medication? And many times the patient will explain to the doctors, I'm going to see Dr. Joe, and almost everybody knows who we are. And Dr. Joe's doctors are working on my stomach, working on the vagus nerve, calm down the blood pressure. And they say, oh, it's great. It makes perfect sense. Let's see if we can cut back your medication. Again, I'm not telling you to stop your medication. So we got to get the brain working properly, and we got to get the neurotransmitters working properly, and you got to give the body the raw materials to produce the neurotransmitter. Now, glucose, we used to thought was just insulin was just doing one thing, opening up the cells. But it turns out insulin does many things. It helps neuron glucose uptake, so the sugar gets into the brain, into the nerves, regulates neurotransmitters. Remember neurotransmitters? They're the chemicals that make your brain work. And things like acetylcholine, and that's critical for memory and learning. So if you don't have the proper acetylcholine, you're not going to absorb and retain memories. I lost my acetylcholine there. And so you need the insulin to make the neurotransmitters work. So you don't want to overproduce the insulin, because then the body becomes insulin resistant in the brain as well. Researchers in India propose a new mechanism for glaucoma that suggests that diabetes can occur in the brain and it can cause many neurodegenerative disorders, including glaucoma. How cool is that? Now, I have macular degeneration. If you're watching on TV, you can't see it because it's in the back of my eyes. If you're on radio, of course, you can't see it. But I have macular degeneration. Several years ago, I was told by my eye doctor, I have macular degeneration. There's nothing you can do. You're probably going to go blind. Or maybe it'll stabilize. That's when I started really investigating and created Super Greens and Essential Source, Dr. Joe Super Greens Essential Source. I take it every day. A couple of years later, I went back and had the picture taken in the back of my eye, and the doctor started shaking. And he said, something's wrong. And I thought I had a brain tumor. I said, what? He goes, your macular degeneration is getting better. I said, yeah, and? I expect things to get better. He says, macular degeneration never gets better. He says, this is unheard of. What are you doing? What's different? I said, I take Super Greens and Essential Source. They've sent pictures, and I've had my eyes checked every 2 years, and every 2 years, I get my picture taken. It's getting better and better. It's about 70 or 80% better now. They sent it off to the Macular Degeneration Society, whatever it is, and I said, you have my permission to use me in a study. And you got to use Super Greens and Essential Source in a study, too, so I haven't heard back from them yet. But the minimum amount of nutrients, another benefit to Super Greens and Essential Source, is that it's helped me tremendously. And I invented it for myself. I didn't invent it for you. I invented it for me. Then my staff started taking mine, and then the patients wanted to try my staff's, and so that's when we started manufacturing it. But that's on my website, drjoe.com. Gives me tons of energy as well. It helps the digestive system. It can help stabilize blood sugar. Those are in the websites. I can't promise that it stabilized my blood sugar. I should say that. But minimum amount of nutrients, drjoe.com, also available on Amazon. Dr. Joe's B vitamins, Dr. Joe's adrenal support. That's what most people need. I also started taking Dr. Joe's nitric oxide support, which opens up my blood vessels. And boy, talk about feeling good. And also, a lot of people are coming to me, men especially with ED, and saying, Dr. Joe, this stuff's working great. What's in this stuff? I said, well, it's a vasodilator. It opens up your blood vessels. And they're like, don't ever stop producing this, please. And that's there too. Now, if you have digestive issues, you might want to consider Dr. Joe's probiotic support as well to rebuild the bacteria in your colon. Because now we're finding maybe bacteria can produce insulin. It's kind of cool. All on a website, drjoe.com. If you'd like to come see us as patients, again, we're a chiropractic team. We are in the Atlanta area. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. Go to my website, drjoe.com. You can make an appointment online. You can call us. We'd be more than happy to have you come in as a patient. We accept most insurances. Let us check your insurance, folks, because the insurance world is so confusing right now. There's in-network, there's out-of-network, there's refer. Just come in and we'll work with it, okay? And if you've ever been in a car accident, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. So you need to come see us. Neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, digestive issues, nutritional issues. We want to get to the cause of your problem, not just treat the symptoms. I'm okay with you treating the symptoms, but we want to try to reverse that and get to the cause. If you want to see us, and I think you should, by the way, and also your children, please, please, please bring your children in. Children need care, too. They have spines, and the youngest I've ever adjusted somebody was 10 minutes old, and the oldest was, I want to say 106 or 107. I can't remember. So we're more than happy to see you from, you know, birth to grave there, and we'd love to be your doctors. And if you like that opportunity, drjoe.com. Also, my website has tons of, well over 1,000 archive podcasts there. For the Health of It is the name of my podcast, if you have a podcast service. So we're going to give you the information whether you like it or not. Do me a favor. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. Send me your email address. We'll put you on our newsletter list because we send out a lot of newsletter information, good stuff that we don't have time to cover. If I don't cover everything here, I'll send it a newsletter. We will send out sometimes we have specials on our supplements. We have special lectures, sometimes just for my listeners and just for my patients. We'll have a special lecture. We give out tickets to lectures sometimes. People hire me as speakers. And so it's really well worth it. We never give out your email address. So just go to drjoe.com and handle that. All right. So the root causes, we talked about that. What's causing it? That you have to get the sugar levels normalized. If you get the sugar levels normalized, the body's going to do a whole lot better. So what does a day look like? A day in a life. How about for breakfast? I take Super Greens and Essential Source first thing in the morning. Apple cider vinegar is another big part of my diet. I use it as a salad dressing. So I said I have salad for either breakfast or lunch or dinner every day. And I'll take 1/3 raw organic apple cider vinegar, 2/3 whatever oil I feel like using, olive oil, walnut oil, whatever it is, almond oil, avocado oil. Add some water to it to kind of cut the acidity. And then if you want to get really crazy, you can add air-dried sea salt. You can add some pepper, some garlic, oregano. I know we're talking crazy now. Oregano is antibiotic, antiviral, and antifungal. Good thing to have in your diet. I have it growing in my backyard. And if you want to get sweet, because you're also sweet, take some berries and puree them up, strawberries, blueberries, cherries, And they have them frozen now. You can just puree, you know, add the salad dressing to a blender, add some frozen fruit or fresh fruit, puree it up, and get that nice sweet flavor to it too. Then you get a raspberry vinaigrette or a strawberry vinaigrette. See how easy that was? I make my salad dressing all the time because it's so cheap to do it this way versus cheapest bottle you can find is $2, $3 for a bottle of salad dressing. This will cost you 25 cents, maybe 50 cents. And it tastes better too. It's fresh. And then you can alter it and change it how you want to. And no preservatives, no additives. If you don't know what to eat, on my website, drjoe.com, my first book is called Eating Right for the Health of It. First half of the book tells you how to change your diet. Second half of the book is well over 200 recipes. Easy, simple, quick. You can get everything in any grocery store, anywhere. Gluten-free, wheat-free, soy-free, all vegan, no plant, no animals at all. A lot of raw food in there. Excellent choice. So salad, breakfast, or lunch. So let's assume I have Super Greens and Essential Source. Let's just have that. I'll keep it simple for you. Lunch, snack time, I usually have a couple of handfuls of nuts, walnuts, almonds, pecans, pistachios. No peanuts. Peanuts have a mycotoxin. Mycotoxin can cause allergic reactions. And it's high in omega-6 fatty acids, which we don't want, causes inflammation. We're chiropractors. We want to get you in anti-inflammation, not pro-inflammation. Lunch is usually salad. Let's assume it's a typical day. I'll have a salad with my amazing salad dressing. Nutritional yeast on there. Ha-ha, there it is. I love sunflower seeds. I'll take toasted sunflower seeds and put it on there. You can toast up some almonds, sliced almonds raw if you want them. Pumpkin seeds are great. That, after a couple of days, you're going to find that that's all you need. First couple of days, you're going to be hungry. It's okay. If you need to eat more, that's okay. But after 4, 5, 6 days, you're going to find that a salad with some nuts on it or some seeds, maybe some chickpeas if you want, are going to do you fine. What did we eat so far? Everything is plant-based. A lot of it is raw. Everything's loaded with fiber and no processed sugar. And the nutritional yeast is shown to help stabilize the blood sugar. Then dinner, it depends what I want to do. Sometimes I go out to dinner, go out with friends. Maybe I'll go out on a date. Maybe I'll go make my own dinner. That's when I'm a little more lenient. I'm always plant-based, though. Vegan anyway. I'm always vegan. I haven't had any animal products in well over 30 years. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to make better choices. And if the stomach is working properly, you're producing a hormone called leptin. And leptin goes up into the brain and makes you feel full. So leptin is also produced in your fat cells as well as your stomach. So how do we become leptin resistant? Well, we eat a lot of food. Leptin goes up to the brain. Brain says, all right, I'm full. Produce too much leptin. Brain says, I'm going to be leptin resistant. I don't want to hear from you anymore. Then you keep eating and eating and eating. Goes through the process. You start getting fat. Fat produces leptin to go to the brain to say, stop eating. We have enough stored fat. We don't need any more. Stop putting food in our body. Leptin, go to the hypothalamus. Say you're full. Hypothalamus is now leptin resistant because it's gotten so much leptin that the fat cells are producing more leptin. The hypothalamus becomes more leptin resistant. And so we got to stop putting the junk in the body. The breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. So that we can reboot the hypothalamus so that the leptin can then start to do its job again. So if you're leptin resistant, you're going to eat more food, which is going to get to the sugar, too much sugar. Sugar is going to make you insulin resistant, which can then lead to the diabetes. Pretty neat how we got there, isn't it? So, folks, I got a lot more to cover. Good Lord, I wish I had more time here. Let's see, anything else I have to have? Oh, yeah, that's right. I want to cover this. Try adding cinnamon to your diet. Cinnamon is wonderful because it stabilizes blood sugar. There's also a supplement we have at our office called Gymnema. And Gymnema is also well-studied in stabilizing blood sugar. So Gymnema, fiber, cinnamon, Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Hey, want to get crazy? Let's get crazy. Take the Super Greens, the Essential Source that you're having every day, add a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon of cinnamon to it. Oh, now you're getting crazy. That'll get you that blood-stabilizing cinnamon. That'll help stabilize the sugar, which will help the insulin resistance all the way across the board. Again, Gymnema is great. But when you're hungry, you're not hungry for food. You're hungry for nutrition. And so things like Super Greens, Essential Source, B vitamins, adrenal support, the nitric oxide increases circulation. I have supplements that people need. I created the supplements that most people benefit from. The probiotics, those are all on the website, drjoe.com. When you're hungry, give your body high-quality nutrition, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, and it'll take a few days, but you'll be amazed how much less you eat, how quick you lose the weight, how much money you'll save, how much better you'll feel. If you want to come see us as patients, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. We would love to be your doctors. Go to our website, drjoe.com, and you can set up an appointment to come see us. If you've ever been in a car accident, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. So I don't care if it was yesterday, if it was a little dent, a big dent, car was totaled. Come see us, folks. Stop suffering needlessly. Every day, patients come in my office and say, Dr. Joe, why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I suffer so long? And my answer is, I have no idea. So go to websites, stop procrastinating, get off your fanny. Every day people come in, I've been meaning to do this for 10 years, 20 years. Do it now, drjoe.com. Follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, send me your email address. I'll put you on my website, on my newsletter, so that you can get specials and information. Go to website, listen to my podcast. The podcast on your services is called For the Health of It. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Joe. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app.